Before we actually begin, our goal this year is to study various sugyos that pertain to machshava, whatever exactly that means, and we're going to study it topically. But before we begin, I thought we would do a general hakdama as to what machshava is and why one would study it. So if you took a look at page 1 of your Makoros, after discussing matters of reward and punishment and comparing the views of the Chachamim to that of the philosophers, the Rambam concludes his Perush HaMishnayos and Maseches Brachos with an apology for this digression. Vein makom ze matim ledaber bo al ha'inyan hazeh, ela shadar ki tamid b'chol makom sheyesh eze remez b'inyanei emuna eva'er mashehu. Even though this isn't the right place, it's a Perush on the Mishnayos, but any time I have an opportunity to discuss something relating to inyanei emuna, so I do so. Ki chashuv etzli lahasbir yisod meha yisodos yoser mikol davar asher ani melamed. For it's more important to me to explain a principle of this nature than anything else that I teach. So the Rambam here informs us of his love and what he believes is the mandate to study matters of faith and studies of philosophy. So the question is why? It's obvious why we study halacha. We have to know what to do. Why is studying machshava so important? So in a number of places, Chazal tell us that one must not limit themselves to the study of halacha. For example, the Sifrei says also on page number 2, Shelo tomar lamadati halachos daily, Talmud lomar kim shamor tishmurun eskol mitzvah hazos, Kol ha-mitzvah, lamud medrash halachos vagados. The medrash says that by adding the word kol, in other words, kol ha-mitzvah, so the pasuk teaches us that we shouldn't define Talmud Torah narrowly in the sense of halacha only, but rather it also includes medrash halachos vagados. So the first reason why one would study machshava is that it is a kiyum of Talmud Torah. And in fact, I think that whenever you find the Gemara defining the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it always includes agada. It says mikra, mishnah, halachos, and agados, for example, in Nedarim and in many other places. So it's clear that agada is a chelek in Talmud Torah. Now, what exactly does it add? Why is studying Agada is so important? If you look at the next source from Avos Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas Omer, Kol mi sheyesh biyado medrash ve'ein biyado halachos, lo tam tam shel chachma. Kol mi sheyesh biyado halachos ve'ein biyado medrash, lo tam tam shel yiras chet. That the purpose of medrash or Agada, two different girsos, is to instill within a person yiras chet. So halacha is chachma, the intellectual aspect, it would seem, of Torah, whereas agada is the emotional aspect, the religious aspect, Yer Shemayim. And the Medrash gives a mashal. Huaya Omer, kol sheyesh biyado medrash, vein biyado halachos, ze gibor veino mezuyan. Kol sheyesh biyado halachos, vein biyado medrash, chalash vizayin biyado. Yesh biyado ze vize, gibor umezuyan. So it seems like it's saying that agada builds strength and character. It transforms a person from into a driven warrior that's eager to fight his enemy. But someone who studies only agada is like a warrior without a weapon. In other words, totally inept. So halacha gives us the tools we need, whereas agada gives us the drive, gives us the motivation. It builds our character as opposed to halacha. Now, maybe from this source you would think that studying agada, studying medrash or machshava is simply an emotional aspect. It's not chachma. If you look at the next source, the Sifrei, it tells us that this too is a chachma. Ritzoncha shetakir es mi shehai ha'olam l'mod agada. If you want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and as we'll explain shortly, that is a very important mitzvah, an important part of Avodas Hashem, so one does this through Limud Agada. Now, we should note that it's not that these are two totally disseparate realms. There's Ki'ilu, the Chachma aspect of our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's the emotional aspect. The two are very much intertwined and linked. One place of many where you see this is in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, where he writes, next source, page 3, Davar yadua uvarosh ein avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikshares belibo shel adam ad sheyishge batamid karaoi v'yazuv kol sheba olam chutz mimenu kibo shetziva v'yamar b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha eile b'deya sheyeda ehu v'al pi ha'deya al pi ha'ava im me'at me'at mim harbe harbe lefikach tzarech adam liyachid atzmo lahavin u'lahaskil b'chachmos u'svunos Hamodiin lo eskono, kefi koach sheyesh ba'adam lahavin ulahasig, kemo shebiarnu behilchos yisodei haTorah. There's a lot to say on this Rambam, and we'll return to some of these points to elaborate, but on a most basic level, what the Rambam is telling us is that if you want to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you need to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the extent of the love will be dependent on the extent of the understanding. And therefore, the Rambam writes, a person must study Chachma Tvuna that allow him to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that he possibly can. So increasing one's knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu increases or allows for love and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here, the Rambam invokes his famous comments in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. We'll read it in one moment. But we should note that since this is the case, that the purpose is, in one aspect certainly, of Machshava, is to increase love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so not all aspects would be treated equally, perhaps, in that respect. Just as an example, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim Perek Yud Beis that when discussing Yemos HaMashiach, so this isn't here, but he writes Ve'al kol panim ein sidur havayos dvarim elu ve'lo dikdukem ikar bedas uliolam lo yisasek adam bedivrei hagados ve'lo yarech b'midrashos ha'amurim b'inyanim elu v'kiyote bahen ve'lo yisimeim ikar she'ein mevi'in lo lideira. In other words, the Rambam says, even though there are a fair amount of agados that do discuss the details of how Mashiach's going to come and what's going to come first and what's going to come second and so on and so forth, so at least the Rambam felt that these makoros don't lead to yiran ava, and memela, it's not something that makes too much sense to focus on extensively. And that's because the Rambam's telling us that the goal of studying machshava, philosophy, and so on and so forth, it's in order to bring a person to Yiranava. Now, others might disagree. They might say that even studying about Yemos HaMashiach is something that will bring to Yiranava. One way or the other, though, I think everyone agrees that that is a major function. So the Rambam, as we just read in Hilchos Tshuva, says that I explained in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah this idea that the more a person understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the greater his love will be. And the link between Yediyas Hashem and Yerushamayim and Avas Hashem. In Yisodei HaTorah, he says the same thing in several places. The famous comments in Perek Beis at the beginning, you have at the bottom of page 2, Va'echi Aderech La'avasu V'yiraso, what leads a person to Avas Hashem and Yerushamayim? B'shash Yisbonin Ha'adam B'maisav Uvruav Ha'neflaim Ha'gdolim V'yira Mehem Chachmaso Shein lo erech velo keitz miyad, hu oev u'mishabeach u'mifa'er u'misavet ha'ava gdola leidas Hashem ha'gadol, kemo she'amar David, tzama nafshi le'lokim le'kel chai. So contemplation of the universe, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations and his actions, is something that leads to ava and yira. U'kshemachashev b'dvarim ha'elu, Atzman Miyad Hu Nirta Lachorav V'Yirav Yifached V'Yeda Shubir Yaktana Shvela Afela Omed B'Dei Akala Mi'uta Lifnei Tamim Deos Kamo Shamar David Ki Ar'esh Shamecha Ma Enosh Kisiz Kirenu Ulefi Hadvarim Ha'elu Ani Mevaer Kolim Gdolim Mimaisa Ribon Ha'olamim. So since I just explained to you that looking at the Bria is something that brings to Ava and Yira, so therefore the Rambam writes, I'm going to explain to you things from this domain that you should seek. Kedei shiyu pesach lemeivin lehov es Hashem kemo she'amru chachamim b'inyan Ava shemitoch kach ata makir es mi she'amar v'haya ha'olam. So that's why in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, even though Mishneh Torah is a halacha sefer, but he discusses physics and metaphysics in the opening four chapters. Why? Because the Rambam tells us that this too is part of halacha in the sense that these are necessary things to bring a person to Avas Hashem and Yerushamayim. And likewise, at the end of Perek Dalad, the Rambam writes, Bizman she'adam is bonin bedvarim elu, the things that are described in the first four prakim, again, namely philosophy and science, umakir kol abruim mimalach v'galgal v'adam ukiyotze bo v'yirach achmaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hayotzrim b'chol hayitzurim b'chol bruim mosif ava l'makom v'titzma nafsho v'yachame b'saro l'ahov ha'makom Baruch Hu v'yirav v'yifachin m'shifluso v'daluso v'kaluso. Ukshiyaroch atzmo leechad meagufos hakadoshim hagdolim, v'chol shekein leechad meatzuros hatahoros hanifrados min haglamim. The more a person is able to connect themselves to non-physical entities, shalon nischabu ba'olam klal, v'yimtza atzmo shu kiklima libushu chlima rik v'chesed. So perceiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom that's manifest in the physical and spiritual universe, the Rambam tells us, can have a profound effect on a person. So the first thing to note is, even though the Rambam does describe here physical phenomenon, physics, science, and the like, we're not dealing with some dispassionate academic discipline. The study of science and philosophy for the Rambam serve as the basis for a deeply emotional relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And presumably then, if they do not accomplish that end, if they don't bring a person to Ava and Yira, so then they are not a mitzvah in this sense. So far, what have we seen? We have seen that the study of Machshava is important in the sense that A, it motivates and inspires, it brings a person to Ava and Yira, and two, it brings a person to an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as we've seen, these two points are certainly linked. They support each other. And that's one of the reasons why you'll find many sources, even though they don't overtly discuss topics that relate to Yerushamayim, they're not a Musar Sefer in the formal sense, but they are meant to bring a person to Yerushamayim. Just by way of example, if you look on page 4, you have the Hakdama to the Nefesh HaChayim. Reb Chaim Volozhiner told his son that it's very important to publish this Sefer quickly. Why? She yiskablu dvarei bekuntras halalu lahashrish yiras Hashem v'torah v'avoda zaka b'lev yishrei lev ha'mevakshem darkei Hashem. The purpose of the Sefer Nefesh HaChayim, is lahashrish yiras Hashem. Now, if you actually learn Nefesh HaChayim, doesn't focus on that. It's really a Kabbalah Sefer that talks about all sorts of topics in terms of the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with his world and the like. But the Nefesh HaChayim thought that the goal of the Sefer is Lahashrish Yerushamayim. And that's because Yerushamayim is not just achieved by reading about Yerushamayim, but it's through studying Torah and especially these aspects of Torah. You see this as well in the Hakdama of the Mesillas Yesharim. The Mesillas Yesharim, of course, the greatest in the sense of all Musar Svarim, but he begins with the following: Yisod ha-Yisodos v'shorish avodat tmima, hu shiyis barer v'yis ames etzel ha-adam, machov aso be'olamo, v'lama tzarech shiyas, ulama tzarech shiyasim ma-bato u-magamaso b'chol asher hu amal kol yimei chayav, v'hine masho runu chachameinu zichronam levracha hu she-adam lo nivra elalis aneg al Hashem, v'lenos mizif shchinaso, shezeu ha-tainug ha-amiti, and then he says the makom of that Eden is Olam Haba, and the makom Avod is Olam Hazeh, v'chulei v'chulei. Now, what the Ramchal tells us is that if you want to know what the Shoresh Avoda, Yesod HaChasidus and Shoresh Avoda is, it's that you have to know certain things. You have to internalize certain things. Barer v'yisames etzel ha'adam. A person has to know why this world exists, why Olam Haba exists, the purpose of these things. In other words, knowing these things will help a person. It's the yesod, the Ramchal says, of all avodas Hashem. Likewise, the Rambam begins Mishnah Torah with yesod ha-yesodos v'amud ha-chachma leida sheyesha matzui rishon v'humam tzikol nimtza v'chol ha-nimtzai mishamayim v'aretz u'ma shebeinehem. So the Rambam tells us that, again, you want to know what the Yesoda, Yesodos, and the Amuda Chachma is, you have to know certain things. What do you have to know? First of all, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Matsui Rishon, he's Mamtzi Kol Nimtza, Kol HaNimtzaim, that God is the first cause, he brought everything into existence, everything that exists depends on his existence, and so on and so forth. All of what's explained in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Again, what you see in the Rambam is that the Yesod HaYesodos is to know things. We have to know things. To be a proper Jew, a person has to know certain things, and that demands that we study Machshava. What the Rambam means by Leida and what the Ramchal means might be different things, but fundamentally, what they're both stressing is this same point, that to be a proper Jew, a person has to know certain ideas, foundational principles, concepts of God, concepts of Torah, concepts of the world, and the like. Now, what exactly Rambam means when he says Leida, so we'll return to in a couple of shiurim when we define the mitzvah of Emunah, how much you have to know, what exactly you have to know, do you have to know it, do you have to be able to prove it, and so on and so forth. We'll return to those questions later. But certainly, what we see is the importance of knowledge. And that is another aspect. Now, learning Machshava doesn't just affect a person's worldview, but it helps us relate to mitzvos as well. The Meiri, in his Hakdama to the Beis HaBechira, writes that a person only fully fulfills a mitzvah, he says, or at least gets out of the mitzvah what one is seeking to get out of. You don't have it here, I'm sorry. Do you have it here? I left it out, yeah. He writes that Yimashech lo min ha-mitzvah ha-hi, Mashekiveh nozna yisbaruch li mashech mimen. If you want to draw from a mitzvah what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intends for us to draw from a mitzvah. So the Meiri writes, you have to be misbonin be'inyan ha-mitzvah. You have to think about the idea of the mitzvah, the idea behind the mitzvah, the understanding of the mitzvah. In other words, what the Meiri is saying is to appropriately, or to get out of a mitzvah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get out of a mitzvah, a person has to be misbonin be'inyan ha-mitzvah. So studying Machshava doesn't just relate to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the like, but it's something which is necessary to fulfill a mitzvah in the fullest sense. Finally, yeah.
Especially when he's commenting about Kamei Yitzayin, is he saying that Machshava, or is he saying understanding Halacha of Lachim Yitzayin?
So it's a great Ha'ara, and the Meiri, as you note, merges together the two and tries to show how the machshava behind the mitzvah sometimes emerges from the halacha of the mitzvah and the like. But what you certainly see, and what the Meiri, I think, is referring to here, is simply performing the mitzvah is insufficient. And understanding the mitzvah is essential. Now, then the question is, as you're noting correctly, well, how does one seek an understanding of the mitzvah? And is that through external speculation, or perhaps the ideal way to do it is through understanding the halachos of the mitzvah? So that's an excellent distinction, and I'd like to return to it, especially when we talk about tamei mitzvos. But the point that I wanted to draw from it now is that it's not enough to do the mitzvah. To get what you're supposed to get from the mitzvah, a person has to be misbonin b'inyan mitzvah. Finally, if a person wants to understand the world as the Torah wishes for us to understand it, you have to study machshava. There's so much of the world which we don't understand until we stop and think about it. Sfarim like Ramchal's Das Tvunos, which deal with issues like the problem of evil, why it is that we have Bechira, why we need Bechira, how Bechira is expressed, why they're suffering, all these things one needs to study Machshava to understand. And while it's true that we, when studying Machshava, will never fully understand everything, there's a mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but of course, by definition, we can never fully understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban expresses this very powerfully in the Shar Gemul, where after spending many, many pages dealing with the problem of evil and why they're suffering and why there seems to be unjust suffering and the like, so he writes the following: Vim tishal aleinu kevan sheyesh inyan ne'alam b'mishpat. If you ask that since in the end of the day there's something hidden, there's an aspect to this question which we'll never fully understand, and therefore, in the end of the day, we're going to have to just say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dayan ha'emes, and we don't quite understand how that is, how that correlates to the things that we sometimes see or experience in this world. So we're not going to fully answer the question. So ask the Ramban, if we're not going to understand it anyway, so why should we even bother starting? Lama tatuyach osanu v'titzave aleinu lilmod hatainos shepirashnu v'asod sheramaznu. Why are you bothering me with all these pages of understanding the different tainos? The Ramban here is referring to the different perspectives in the book of Iov and different perspectives in Chazal. Yesh, is there Yisurin without Chet or not? We're not going to understand it anyway. Why did you bother telling me this Yisod, the Sod? He's referring to the idea of Gilgal Neshamos, the Sod HaIbor, all these things. We're not going to understand it fully anyway. So why are you bothering me with all this information? V'lo nashlich hakol al asmach shenase basov she'en lefanev lo avlov lo shikcha ela shekol dvarav b'mishpat. Since in the end of the day, your conclusion is going to be hakol al tzad ha-mishpat, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just and fair, even though we don't understand it, so why would you bother with so much words trying to explain why if you're not going to answer his question? So the Ramban answers, Zu taina haksilim ma'aseh ha-chachma. Only fools who hate wisdom, who disdain wisdom, have this attitude. This attitude that, well, if I'm not going to understand everything anyway perfectly, why should I even bother trying? Kinoil le'atzmenu belimud shehizkarnu, liyoseinu chachamim, viode elokim yisparach miderech hakel umimasav. The more we understand, the better our understanding, the better. Even if we don't end up understanding everything. Vod niyeh ma'aminim uvotchim be'emunah, Binodo v'nelam yoser mizulaseinu. Moreover, our emuna with our understanding, even if it isn't complete, will be far more powerful than someone's emuna that simply arrived at without thought. This isn't exactly what the Chazon Ish is referring to, but I think his powerful words express a very similar sentiment. The Chazon Ish, who we generally think of as a master of halacha and the like, which he certainly was, very powerfully and poetically expresses the importance of living a thoughtful and a reflective life in the beginning of Emuno Vitachon, bottom of page 5. Im ha'adam hu bal nefesh v'shato sha'as ha'sheket chavshi me ra'avon ta'avani ve'eno marhiva mimachaze shamayim larom v'ha'aretz la'omek hu nirgash v'nidham ki ha'olam nidme lefanav kechida stuma kemusa v'nifla'a. Person sits quietly and contemplates at a time when he's not thinking too much about the world around him, in the sense of his hunger, his needs, his daily life, and it will dawn on him the extent to which the world is a mystery. And v'achida hazos milafefes es levava umocho v'hu kimis aleif, this riddle grips his mind and his heart, and he feels faint and lifeless and so on and so forth. He's overwhelmed. It's worth reading the Chazon Ish, Emunah Bitachon, just to see. The Chazon Ish is telling us a proper person should stop and think and allow himself to be overwhelmed by the mysteriousness of his very existence. And this, then, are additional elements to the purpose, the value of studying Machshava. It's not just igniting the emotional component of our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Machshava guides a person in Avodas Hashem, and it gives a person perspective on the world and how to understand the world. We'll just add one last fascinating reason that the Rav mentions. The Rav actually mentions this in the context of a letter. It's published in Community Covenant and Commitment on page 100. I didn't print it here. But that's where, among other things, the Rav suggests that a Machshava component be included in a Smicha curriculum. It took a while for his advice to actually be implemented. But anyhow, he writes that had the Jews studied Machshava, perhaps the people during Bayis Sheni would have been able to formulate the moralistic his term is Second Commonwealth Judaism could have formulated its great moralistic had they studied these matters more, the Second Commonwealth Judaism could have formulated its great moralistic doctrines in a philosophical vernacular. Christianity would not have been able to boast throughout the ages that it had discovered new ethical horizons. In other words, a lot of times we respond to challenges by coming up with very important yesodos in Machshava. But so frequently, it's a response to a challenge, as opposed to being triggered from within our own Mesorah. Now, that's not to say that because it's a response to a challenge, it's not genuine and it's not legitimate. Nevertheless, the Rav was saying that if we don't wait till the challenge from the outside, then perhaps these, in this case, Christianity, would never have formed. Another example, perhaps, of this is people wonder why it is that the Rambam was the first to formulate Ikarei Emuna, in the sense of a list and classifying it and categorizing it. Now, it's certainly not the case that the Rambam made these up. The Ikarei Emuna that the Rambam specifies have Makoros. If you look, for example, in the Nosei Kelim in Parag Gimel of Hilchos Shuva, where the Rambam codifies in Mishnah Torah Ikarei Emuna, so the Nosei Kelim cite Makoros as they would in Parag Hei of Hilchos Niskei Mamon. However, it's quite possible that, as Rav Sadia Gaon actually writes in his Hakdama Temuna Bitachon, he was forced to explicate these very important ideas as a response to challenges that existed coming from the outside. And again, that makes them no less legitimate. But what the Rav is saying is that so frequently the formulation of ideas comes as a response to a challenge. And the Rav is saying one reason why we should study these things is because if we could learn how to formulate them before the challenge arises, then the challenge might not even arise. So here we have a number of reasons. Certainly we could elaborate upon many of these and add others, but reasons for the importance of the study of Machshava. Now, we said first and foremost, the study of Machshava, according to the Rambam, is rooted in the idea that we're supposed to try to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam writes that knowing God, Yediyas Hashem, isn't a specific mitzvah. It's not one of the Taryag mitzvos, is not Yediyas Hashem. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel, that the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a fulfillment of five different mitzvos. Anochi Hashem Elokecha demands that we know that He exists. Lo Yia, make sure that we know that there's no other divinity besides Him. Shema Yisrael calls on us to know and understand His oneness. Avas Hashem and Yerushamayim, as we said before, are all both demand of us to seek an understanding of Him. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, bottom of page 5, notes that the Jewish people are defined as people who know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'haya davar holech u'mizgaber b'vnei Yaakov u'v'nilvin aleihem v'naseis ba'olam uma shi'yodas es Hashem. And there are many, many psukim that allude to the importance of Yediyas Hashem. I'll just mention, take a look on page 6, top of page 6, you have some of the psukim that are cited by Rabbeinu Bachya in the Shar HaYichud Perek Gimel of Chovos Halvavos. V'yadata yom v'ashevosa levavecha ki Hashem Elokim b'shamayim imal v'arets mitachas. That demands that you need a yediyah. You need lahashiv el halev v'ata shlomo b'ni da es elokei avicha. The pasuk says you have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. De'u ki Hashem hu elokim. As giveyu ki yadash shemi, ki im bezos yisalal mesalal, haskel v'yadoa osi. Here we have five psukim. There are many more that the Chovos Halvavos cites, all of which highlight the idea that it is absolutely essential that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, different thinkers argue that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or we can know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through different means. And perhaps to overly simplify, most thinkers will categorize or will argue for the fulfillment of this mitzvah, Yediyas Hashem, in one of two ways. Either through philosophy or through Kabbalah. Both philosophy and Kabbalah seek as their primary goal an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They do so through very different means. Philosophy seeks an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Seichel. whereas Kabbalah does it through a received tradition. One is more rational, one is less. The Ramah points out, as you see on page 6 in Tshuva, Siman Zayin, that both approaches to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be true. Aval lo asru lo mod, the context of this Ramah's comments here are quite fascinating. He's responding to a critique that the Maharshal sent him, in which he criticizes the Ramah for having quoted Aristotle. So the Ramah, he also criticizes his grammar. He says, you have lousy diktuk. Anyhow, so the Ramah here is, at least in the section we're looking at, is responding to the challenge concerning philosophy. And he writes, "Aval lo asru lo mod divrei chachamim v'chakirasam." So the Maharshal had said that it's asr to study philosophy. He says, no, they only prohibited b'mahus ha-metzius v'tiv'ein, ki adarabba, al yedei zeh, no dagdulaso shel yotze bereishis yisbarach. There is no prohibition. On the contrary, studying these things allows us to arrive at an understanding of the greatness of God. V'af ki l'mekubalim das acheres b'zil, even though the Mekubalim have a different approach to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim. V'af ki right? They're both true. Elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim. There are two paths to seeking an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're both genuine. They're both legitimate. There have been great thinkers that have sought both of these paths. For the most part, those that were Mekubalim were not philosophers. Those that were philosophers were not Mekubalim. There were some, like the Ramah, for example, who valued both of them and pursued both of them. But what the Ramah is telling us is that Lemaisa Eilu V'Eilu Develokim Chayim. V'af ki chachmei umos ha'olam amro. Well, when it comes to philosophy, one second, it's not even necessarily always coming from Jewish sources. For Amru B'Megillah, kol mi she'omer davar chachma af be'umos nikra chacham. And therefore, he says, the fact that it might come from non-Jewish sources does not invalidate it. Now, the Ramah over here does add that you can't study philosophy from sources that contain heresy. And he, in fact, writes that I cited Aristotle because it was quoted in Amar Nevuchim. I wasn't actually studying it directly. So in Amar Nevuchim, obviously, it's coming from the Rambam. There's nothing to worry about. And I guess one other caveat we should note that the Ramah writes is that I only studied these things when, anyway, nobody else was learning anyway, like on Chol HaMoed or Friday night when people go on Tehillim. So I don't know what Friday morning, maybe there's a, it's like Miktzas Kiyum of the Ramah, because it's a Shvach time for learning anyway. So this is a Kiyum of the Ramah if we do this a Friday morning. Do you have your hand up? Or? Okay. Yes. We're going to get there. Be'ezras Hashem. Hopefully today. It's a great question. So, just a couple of other makoros that highlight the importance of machshava, or what Rabbi Dr. Tursky, or Tursky's father, used to call metahalacha. He used to say that almost all Jewish thinkers throughout history stress the value of metahalacha, of studying something beyond halacha, whether it's Kabbalah, whether it's philosophy, whatever it is. The Ibn Ezra writes that shenirdefa ladas es Hashem ki zeh sod kol hachachmos uvavur zeh levado nivra ha'adam. Man was mamish created to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramah writes in Tarsa Ola, v'hine mikol makom adif tvei lachkor al advarim v'ledo sam b'movsim uv'muskalim al yidei chakira v'zuhi tachlis adam, to be able to prove God's existence is mamish tachlis adam. perhaps the most powerful expression of this is the Gemara in Bava Basra, where the Gemara says that Maisa Merkava is Davar Gadol, whereas Havayos de Abaye Virava are Davar Katan. And Daf Kufla Medal and Amaral. If Davar Gadol, Maisa Merkava, Davar Katan, Havayos de Abaye Virava. And, well, I guess, however you define Maisa Merkava, we'll define it in a moment, the fact that we could call Maisa Merkava Davar Gadol versus Havayos Dabai Virava speaks to the importance. Now, the truth of the matter is, you didn't have to understand the Gemara that way. That's the way the Rambam, as well as many other thinkers, understand that Gemara, that Davar Gadol reflects its importance, its significance, that in a sense there's even a superiority to Maisa Merkava, whatever exactly that is, to Havayos Dabai Virava, such that Havayos Dabai Virava are Davar Katan, and Maisa Merkava is Davar Gadol. Everyone understands the Gemara that way. You could have understood that Davar Gadol perhaps means because it's difficult or esoteric, and Havayos Dabai Virava are easy to understand, and therefore they're considered Davar Katan. For example, if you take a look at the Ritva, I didn't put it here, but the Ritva on Sukkah on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph writes that if you notice the Gemara over there, back in Bava Basra, first mentions Talmud, right? Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, Vagados. So first it mentions Mikra, Mishnah, and only mentions afterwards Agados. And that indicates that Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halacha are actually superior. So then he says, well, why are Havayos Dabai Virava called Davar Katan compared to Maisa Merkava? He says that's because they lack clarity, right? So Lefi Shayazah Mechesaron Yediyah Karilei Davar Katan B'chachmas HaMishnah. Havayos Dabai Virava doesn't mean to say that Gemara, that Nigla, that Halacha is somehow inferior. It means that because there was a lot of unclarity as seen through the Havayos Dabai Virava, so therefore it's called Davar Katan. However, as I mentioned, the way the Rambam understands that is that Maisa Merkava is called Davar Gadol because of its importance. In a sense, it's even superiority. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam defines Maisa Merkava as philosophy, or the divine science. This is a Perek Dalet of Yesodei HaTorah. Kol advar ma'elu shedibarnu b'inyan zeh. In the first four prakim, as we mentioned, he talked about physics and metaphysics in the opposite order. So he's saying, even though these things that I've discussed in these chapters are mamish, the tip of the iceberg, and but vidvarim amukim heim, aval enam ke'inyan inyanei perak rishon v'sheni. So here, he's talking about, in Gimel and Dalet, he talks about physics, and he's saying that these are not nearly as deep as the ideas in philosophy which are described in the first two prakim. Uvir kol advarim shebeperek shlishi vervi hua nikra maisa bereishis. So what is maisa bereishis? The things that I discussed in the third and fourth chapters of Yesodei HaTorah. Vinyane arba prakim elu shebechamesh mitzvos elu heim shechachamim harishonim korin osam pardes. These matters of the first four chapters of Yesodei HaTorah, which relate to the five mitzvot that we said, Anochi, Lo Yeh, Shema, Avas Hashem, and Yir Shemayim, are what Chachamim refer to as Pardes. Kemo She'amru Arba Nechnesu LePardes. V'afal Pi Shegdol Yisrael Hayu, V'Chachamim Gedolim Hayu, Lo Kulan Haya Bahen Koach Leida U'Lahasig Kol Hadvarim Al Boryan. He's referring to the famous story in Mishseches Chagiga, in which Arba Nechnesu LePardes and only Rabbi Akiva emerged unscathed. So first of all, this is of course a very important warning, and one which we're going to have to consider when we learn these sugyos, which is that the dangers that exist when studying these matters, whether it's Kabbalah or philosophy, when one is unprepared. Vani Omer, so the Rambam explains a little bit, She'en Ro'i litayel lihitayel bepardes elamish nismale kreso lechem ubasar. So before pursuing pardes, a person must have filled their stomach with bread and meat. Velechem ubasar zeh hu leida biur ha'iser v'hamuter ukiyotze bahen mishar mitzvos. What are lechem ubasar? So biur ha'iser v'hamuter, you have to be grounded in halacha and shar mitzvos. What exactly this means is not entirely clear. Does he mean to say that you should master shas and poskim before turning to pardes? Doesn't sound like he's saying that. But you definitely have to be grounded in Torah Hanigla and Halacha before turning to pardes. And that's when he makes his famous comments. V'afal pi shedvarim elu davar katan, even though these matters, meaning to say Halacha, are relatively speaking, davar katan karu osam chachamim. Sherei amru chachamim davar gadol maisem merkava v'davar katan havayus davai v'rava. Afal pichein ru'uyin hein lakdiman. You have to proceed davar gadol with the davar katan. You first have to study Taras HaNigla. You first have to study Talmud, Halacha, and the like before going on to davar gadol. Why? Shein miyash fin daito shel adam tchila. They settle a person's mind. Perhaps they teach a person how to think. They ground him in terms of his faith, and they ground him in terms of his method of thought. When you hear people teach machshava, philosophy, Kabbalah, when they're not grounded and rooted in Torah Sanigla, so you could very easily tell. It's a very different type of limud. Shein miyashvin ha'adam tchila v'od shein ha'tova gdola sheishpia HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyishuv ha'olam kidei linchol chay olam haba. In other words, a person gets olam haba by living in this world, which demands the study and the knowledge and the, of course, fulfillment of halacha. V'efshar sheyedeim hakol, moreover, the matters of nigla are things that could be understood by everybody, gadol v'katan, ish v'isha, balev rachav, uvalev katar, as opposed to the matters in pardes, which are not accessible to all people. Now, the Rambam then, as we've seen, says that these ideas, ma'isa b'reishis, ma'isa merkava, are necessary, or certainly a large part, of fulfilling these five mitzvos of anochi, lo yiyah, shema, Avas Hashem and Yerushamayim. And one of the important things to consider is how this Rambam, or the extent to which this Rambam applies nowadays. So first of all, we noted that even if the Rambam is advocating for the study of science, it's in a situation where the study of science is something that brings a person to Avas Hashem and Yerushamayim. If the study of science does not produce within a person that type of reaction, so while it might be valuable in a certain sense, it's certainly not a fulfillment of Avas Hashem and Yerushamayim. The fact is that the Rambam, by including Ma'aseh Bereishis and Ma'aseh Merkava, science and philosophy in pardes, tells us that it's a kiyum of Talmud Torah. But that doesn't mean that any time you study science, that's a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Rabbi Tursky actually argued that the study of contemporary science might not fulfill a mitzvah of Talmud Torah according to the Rambam, because the Rambam's understanding, his cosmology, was that the spheres and the stars weren't just physical objects, but were spiritual creatures that also understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by studying these non-physical creatures, that actually brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain sense. And that's why it might be a kiyum of Talmud Torah. So while studying a modern cosmology and science is certainly can be a valuable thing, and it's certainly something that could also bring a person to Avas Hashem and Yerushamayim, It's not necessarily what the Rambam was referring to. This is a broader topic, which perhaps we'll return to another time, which is, how is it that the Rambam's understanding of the universe affected, which is probably different than most of our understandings of the universe, affected his approach to the value of studying it and the like. We're about out of time, so the next point is your point, which is how, which I guess we'll begin with next time, which is that we should not just think that it's the study of machshava, and whether it's philosophy or mysticism or the like, that brings us to an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through actually halacha and Talmud Torah in a more classical sense. So we'll begin with that last time. You had a question?
Is there anyone who argues or in the opposite direction that that if the Rambam holds, let's say, that learning science and his science is a key of Talmud Torah, and who argues that now that we know that certain scientific modes of thought held by Chazal and Rishonim are not the Metzias, that those maybe don't fulfill
Okay, it's an interesting question. We will, God willing, get back to that point. We're out of time, so. But I hope Ezra Hashem to address that in the coming Shiurim. Okay, everyone should have a good Shabbos, and we'll pick up Ezra Hashem next week.